Hello and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Crew. I'm Mike, and boy oh boy, am I excited about the future of movies, especially Star Wars and or superhero movies. Fuck yeah!
And I'm Jay. I'm what you might call a soulless, brainless, disgusting sycophant. Just kidding, I love movies too.
And I'm Rich Evans.
Rich, what's the matter, buddy?
Well, Bob Iger of Disney recently announced that they're scaling back production on Star Wars movies. Now instead of 8 or 12 movies a year, we're only getting one.
Just imagine living in a world where you only get one franchise film a year.
It's outrageous. It's a fucking outrageous. Yes, Rich, that does sound sad indeed. Although I can't feel anything right now because I've been taking Gonk Zonk, a new antidepressant from Pfizer Chemicals made specifically for Star Wars fans. Rid yourself of emotions like anticipation, frustration, and disappointment, all emotions associated with Disney's Star Wars films. Now you can spend your days living life like a gonk droid. Gonk, 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 gonk.
It's funny because Disney had plans for 11 trilogies, 26 annual standalone films, 19 TV series, 9 animated shows, and 5 web series, but they canceled it all because of one flop.
Only one every day, Rich. If you take too many, you turn into Peter Mayhew. Oh no, Jay! Rich has overdosed on Gonk Zonk. He's a fan of DC movies now.
It's all like blue and dark, right? I mean, it's like it's not meant for children.
We gotta call like poison Zack control Snyder. Or something.
It's all in there, man. Like that Jesus imagery. It fits Superman so perfect because he's like Jesus. He wants to save the world. But the world doesn't appreciate it. Batman doesn't appreciate it.
There's something seriously wrong with his brain.
Release the Snyder Cut.
Well, back to Star Wars news. There is one positive thing recently. Jon Favreau's Star Wars show is gonna happen. It's called Star Wars Mandalorian. And it's about Boba Fett. Or Boba Fett's race or culture or something. I guess there's a planet called Mandaloria. Where Boba Fetts live. There's so many Boba Fetts. Do you remember Boba Fett?
Gotta give it up for Boba Fett.
I do remember Boba Fett.
Give it up for the man in the Mandalorian armor, ladies and gentlemen.
Boba Fett.
Remember Boba Fett?
Boba Fett.
He's coming back.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett, but I remember him. I remember his costume.
He's got a backpack and he flies.
He can shoot a wire out of his forearm and wrap you around.
He's so cool.
He fell into the Sarlacc pit monster, but
he's so cool and mysterious. He wears a mask.
He got out of the Sarlacc pit monster.
Wait, guys, I forgot what we're clapping for this week.
Check your email. See what Bob said. Yeah. I think it was the Boba Fett show, Star Wars Mandalorian.
Oh, gotta give it up for Boba Fett.
Ah, Boba Fett, you guys! Boba I can't Fett. Wait for it to come out! Well, guys, that's enough about Star Wars for now. Wow, I never thought I'd say those words. But let's talk about some changes coming up to our favorite cinematic universes. First up, just announced there's going to be a new Venom movie starring Topher Grace as Venom.
Oh, no, Mike, I think your brain is broken.
Yeah, Topher Grace was Venom in the Spider-Man 3.
I like being bad. It makes me happy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy is Venom now.
Oh, no. The Tom Hardy Venom film is already in the dumpster. They're remaking that, starring Topher Grace. Yes, and on that note, Topher Grace will also be playing the Joker in a standalone film. It's all true, guys. I'm not making any of this shit up. It's all right here on the official Nerd Crew Computron. This thing is hardwired straight to Hollywood. And my inside sources are feeding me top secret movie information. Sorry, Darth. Oh, some new information has come in. It looks like Topher Grace is now out as the Joker.
I thought Joaquin Phoenix was playing the Joker.
Oh, Simple Jay. There are currently 4 Joker standalone films being produced, each in their own cinematic universe. Get with the times.
Yeah, idiot. Don't be confused. It's just 4 different Joker continuities, 4 movies.
How hard is it to follow?
Why don't they make one first and see if it works?
Idiot.
He's so dumb. You so dumb. Let me break it down for you, Jay. There's Joker, The Joker, Joker Last Laugh, and Joker's Wild. All 4 of these films starring these actors respectively. Joaquin Phoenix, Evan Peters, Daniel Radcliffe, and Ben Affleck.
What the fuck?
Wait, Ben Affleck as the Joker?
Well, him and Henry Cavill are out as Batman and Superman in the DC Cinematic Universe. They're scrapping everything from the Justice League. Just starting over.
What about Wonder Woman?
Not happening.
What about the Ben Affleck standalone Batman film?
Not happening.
Oh, what about...
Not happening.
Or...
Not happening.
Canceled.
Not happening.
Canceled.
Not happening.
Scrapped. Recasted. Reshot.
Flushed down the fucking toilet.
Not happening.
Won't it be weird to have the same man who played Batman playing the Joker?
Don't ask questions. Just consume product and then get excited for next product.
Listen to Jay. Wait, hold on. Affleck is now out as the Joker. Canceled. This just came through the wires.
I was so fucking excited for him, too, when I found out about it 5 seconds ago.
He would have made a great Joker.
He would have made a great Joker.
He loves playing villains.
I hear he's been training.
You know, I'm let down, but I'm also excited about what this means for the future of these valuable franchises that we all love.
That's right. That's right. Stay on script.
Some may see these changes as a desperate attempt to change course, but I see them as...
Wait, new information is coming through now. Ben Affleck will be playing Venom when the Topher Grace reboot of the Tom Hardy film flops. We're talking 3 films down the road. I'm very excited about this.
Very cool.
It sounds very cool.
Very cool.
I could see Ben Affleck as Venom, you know? He's kind of a monster in real life. Wait a minute, guys. Some new information is coming through now. There's a new deal happening. The 4th Joker standalone film, Joker's Wild, will be a gender swap film. We'll have our first female Joker.
Oh, thank goodness. The world has been waiting for a female Joker. At last. Finally. A female Joker.
So true.
This is great.
Yeah.
Finally. We've been waiting for a female Joker.
I've been waiting. So brave.
Finally. This is such great progress for women and female clowns.
And psychotic female clowns, because mental illness is no laughing matter.
And you know, a gender swap Joker film means we're also getting our first female Batman, outside of Batgirl and Batwoman.
Finally! But Mike, what about Harley Quinn?
Okay. My source says Harley Quinn will be a male character called Charlie Quinn. That's pretty clever. And he will be played by... Wait, the deal's going through now. He'll be played by Colin Quinn. I think the last name is a coincidence.
Oh, and I can see here that the gender swap Harley Quinn, Charlie Quinn, is also going to be the first Harley Quinn to have AIDS!
Who will play this character?
Charlie Sheen! He's got AIDS!
Wow, Rich, you held on to that AIDS longer than Magic Johnson. Hold on, guys. The first female Joker will be played by Scarlett Johansson.
Black Widow? What about the Avengers movies?
Well, I heard that after Avengers 4, Infinity War Part 2, they're rebooting the Avengers. And it's going to be a gender-flipped Avengers.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have She-Hulk, the female Thor, and maybe even the first appearance of Black Spider-Man.
Oh, I can't wait to finally see a white Black Panther. Finally!
Can we cut this? Can we cut? Hold on, guys. A new clickbait article is coming through. I mean, information. New information is coming through the Computron. The first male Harley Quinn will be played by Margot Robbie.
What? She already plays Harley Quinn. And she's a lady.
Yes, I know. But my very credible source here says she's planning to get gender reassignment surgery and will in fact be male by 2026, the film's planned release date.
What? I mean, finally! That's just wonderful. It's wonderful that we'll finally have the first female-to-male Charlie Quinn played by a former female who once played Harley Quinn. So many firsts.
So many firsts.
So many firsts.
So many firsts.
That's right. So many firsts. And here comes another one, fresh off the hotline. It looks like even though Hugh Jackman has said he's retired as the Wolverine, he might be back in a new film called Wolverine versus the Hulk.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get in line right now. It's the same line I wait in to get into the homeless shelter. That camping gear isn't for camping.
Wait, why do they play films at the homeless shelter? Yes! Yes! Finally, the X-Men can meet the Avengers!
Well, don't get too excited, Jay. According to this, Hugh Jackman will be playing the Hulk, and Mark Ruffalo will be playing Wolverine.
What?
Yeah, it says here that one of the stipulations for Jackman returning was that he wanted to play the Hulk instead. He was tired of playing the Wolverine. And so Ruffalo had signed so that...
This is terrible.
Why would you do that? I mean, Hugh Jackman's the Wolverine.
Yeah.
This is just going to horribly confuse everybody.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
I mean, it's a terrible, terrible... They should just cancel it.
Yeah.
Wait, what? 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 Oh, I mean, this sounds great.
Very cool.
I might
very
even be
cool.
more excited to see the movie now.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Got to give it up. Got to give it up.
But guys, the thing that we're ignoring here is that both these men are professional actors, and actors can transform. So while they both are famous for playing their respective roles, I mean, a switch could be interesting.
It's like Face Off.
Hold on, guys. Some information is coming through now. It looks like they're remaking Man of Steel. And this time, cast as Superman is Henry Cavill. And Zack Snyder is attached to direct.
You know, Mike, are you sure this thing's accurate? I can't tell if this information is real or not.
Yeah, is this really connected to Hollywood?
I think so. The guy who sold it to me at the pawn shop said it was.
Well, let's just test it out by asking it questions, things we've all been speculating about on the internet.
Okay, that's a good idea, yeah.
Oh, can you ask it who the villain's going to be in the next Spider-Man movie?
Will Idris Elba ever play James Bond?
Is there going to be another Mad Max movie starring Tom Hardy?
If Captain Marvel is so darn powerful, then how come she couldn't get out of room?
Who is going to die in the next Avengers movie?
Who is going to die in the last Avengers movie?
Who is going to come back to life in the next Avengers movie?
Who is Avengers movie?
Will Rian Johnson get his Star Wars trilogy?
Will Patrick Stewart live long enough to finish the new Picard series?
Will CBS All Access last long enough to make the new Picard series?
What is CBS All Access?
Will Alden Ehrenreich ever work again?
When are they going to remake Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Who are the six people that saw Billionaire Boys Club?
How many executives at DC killed themselves? And when are we going to get a cyborg standalone film?
Will Stanley ever die?
What the fuck?
Oh,
God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Oh. This is out of control.
Oh, no.
We got to put the fire out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Look. I got to jump. Chewbacca!
Okay,
I've got a Spider-Man!
Oh! Oh my god, it's spreading!
Oh, fuck!
Oh my god, the Chewbacca's on fire! What's your fire?